the FAA 20-year report forecasts long-term growth. Helicopter demand expected to be up over the next 5 years. And pocket knives, billiard cues, and golf clubs, oh my. This is Aero News for Thursday, March 7th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA on Tuesday released its annual aerospace forecast fiscal years 2012 to 2033 that provides a comprehensive examination of current and future trends in air transportation. The comprehensive report looks at all aspects of aviation, including the numbers of flights, commercial airline passenger totals, aircraft fleet size, private flying, and international travel. In the report, the FAA says as the economy recovers from, quote, the most serious economic downturn and slow recovery in recent history, end quote, aviation will continue to grow over the long run. Fundamentally, demand for aviation is driven by economic activity. As the economy returns to growth, so will aviation. Although the slow growth of the U.S. economy and the European recession has dampened the near-term prospects for general aviation, the long-term outlook remains favorable. The FAA said in the report that it expects to see growth in business aviation demand over the long term, driven by a growing U.S. and world economy, especially in the turbojet, turboprop, and turbine rotorcraft markets. The FAA uses the forecast to determine how best to devote its workforce and resources, and the aviation community also uses the forecast for planning and investments. In its 15th turbine-powered civil helicopter purchase outlook report, Honeywell expects that global deliveries of new civilian-use helicopters will increase to between 4,900 to 5,600 over the five-year period 2013 through 17. The forecast shows improved purchase plans for new helicopters in every region of the world. North American buying plans increased for the first time in half a decade. Based on survey results, delivery rates of new helicopters over the next 3 years are expected to reach 1,000 new units each year. Brian Sill, the vice president of Honeywell's aftermarket helicopter sales, said, quote, "The buyer confidence reflected in this year's survey is a much-needed shot in the arm for the industry. Supporting the growth numbers is the fact that helicopter usage for corporate, oil and gas, utility, and training missions is improving, which shows that helicopters are value-add aircraft in today's business environment," end quote. Driving the new purchase expectations were aircraft age and condition, contractual requirements, change in operational requirements, expiring warranties, and regulations requiring twin engines. Beginning April 25th, if you have your grandfather's favorite pocket knife in your pocket when you go through airport security, well, it just might not be confiscated and tossed in the bin at the checkpoint. But that decision is being blasted by flight attendants' unions. TSA reports on their official blog that they have established a committee to review the prohibited items list based on an overall risk-based security approach. After the review, the following items in carry-on bags beginning April 25th will be allowed. Small pocket knives with non-locking blades smaller than 2.36 inches and less than 1/2 inch in width. Small novelty bats and toy bats, of the baseball type, of course. Ski poles, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, billiard cues, and golf clubs. Well, up to two. These similar items will remain on the prohibited list, and that includes razor blades and box cutters will remain prohibited in carry-on luggage, as will full-size baseball, softball, and cricket bats. They are prohibited items in carry-on luggage as well. The announcement has been met with strong opposition by a coalition of flight attendants' unions, which said in a news release that the policy shift is a, quote, poor and short-sighted decision by the TSA. Continued prohibition of these items is an integral layer in making our aviation system secure and must remain in place, end quote. An upgrade to one of the Bell helicopter's best-known aircraft has been unveiled at Heli Expo in Las Vegas, the new Bell 412 EPI. The company says the upgrade improves the Bell 412 EP with the Bell Basics Pro fully integrated glass flight deck, which provides critical flight information at a glance for greater situational awareness and safety. The new Bell 412 EPI also incorporates the power of Pratt & Whitney's PT-16-9 twin-pack engines and offers a rugged airframe built with safety in mind. The Bell 412 EPI is a workhorse for everything from law enforcement to oil and gas transport and is ideal for any mission requiring power and performance. The new Bell 412 EPI is on display at Bell Helicopter's booth at Heli Expo this week. Meanwhile, Sikorsky announced two major deals at Heli Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. The company inked agreements for 30 aircraft with Milestone Aviation Group and 26 to be delivered to the Bristow Group. Milestone, which leases aircraft to helicopter operators worldwide, agreed to purchase 23 S-92 and 7 S-76D aircraft with options to buy more of both models. Meanwhile, the Bristow Group, which supplies aircraft to the offshore oil and natural gas industry, entered into an agreement with Sikorsky for 10 S-76D helicopters with options for another 16 to perform their offshore oil transport mission. Sikorsky expects to begin deliveries to both companies this year, with Milestone's deliveries extending through 2017. When Aero News continues, FreeFlight introduces a new Mode S transponder. Another one bites the dust. And ballooning, illegal in the balloon capital of the world?
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now. For Thursday, March the 7th, I'm Glenn Moyer. Free Flight Systems has introduced the Ranger FDL 1090TX system, a compact, high-performance Mode S 1090 MHz extended squitter transponder that pairs with a WAS GPS to make a rule-compliant ADS-B out installation in aircraft operating in Class A airspace. The foundation of a comprehensive long-term ADS-B solution, the system can be expanded with a Free Flight Systems 978 MHz receiver for weather, traffic, and other ADS-B data link services. The Ranger FDL 1090TX is one of the smallest Mode S transponders for general aviation aircraft and weighs less than 1 pound with the compact panel-mounted controller and built-in altitude encoder. The Ranger FDL 1090TX is priced at $3,995 when purchased alone. It is available with the Free Flight Systems 1201 WAS GPS and GPS antenna in a complete bundle priced at $6,570. While the sequester has claimed another air show victim, the Thunder Over the Blue Ridge air show, planned for May 11th to the 12th at Eastern West Virginia Regional Airport, has been canceled following the announcement that the Air Force Thunderbirds would not be performing. But this show was already in jeopardy, even before the Thunderbird schedule was scrapped. The Herald Mail newspaper reports that the show's organizers had been told by the 167th Airlift Wing of the West Virginia Air National Guard that it would not be able to host the show because of its own issues with the budget. The unit had hosted the show the past 2 years, holding an open house in conjunction with the event. In a news release, the president of Thunder Over the Blue Ridge, Nick Deal, said that the show could go on if Congress and the president can agree to a spending deal. Yeah, right. That would allow the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels, of course, to start flying at air shows again. But, he said, that would have to be, quote, in relatively short order, end quote. The board can draw a direct line between the participation of a military jet demonstration team and attendance at the show. In 2010, with the Thunderbirds as the headliners, some 80,000 people came through the turnstiles. Last year, Deal said, with no jet team on the bill, attendance was sharply down. Our April 1st, April Fool's Day spoof is still a few weeks away, so you'll understand our confusion when we thought someone was trying to pull one over on us. Ballooning in Albuquerque, New Mexico, illegal? April Fool's, right? No, wrong. This year in October, Albuquerque will celebrate the 42nd annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, the world's largest continuous balloon festival. The 9-day event draws 750 hot air balloons from around the world, almost a million spectators, and contributes millions of dollars each year to the city's economy. Balloons in Albuquerque illegal? You've got to be kidding. Well, that's what members of the city council thought, until it came to light that ballooning is not specifically mentioned in the city's zoning codes, and anything not included is, well, excluded and illegal. Fortunately, earlier this week, the city council moved to change that zoning code, revising it to make ballooning legal in the balloon capital of the world. KRQE-TV reports the problem arose when one local homeowner began to complain about the balloons and eventually took the complaint to the zoning department. That's when it was discovered there's no mention of ballooning in the code. Now, the new code doesn't really change much, but at least people can't complain that balloons don't belong because the city isn't zoned for it. Every area of the city is now zoned for balloon takeoffs and landings. However, that doesn't mean pilots can just launch from a landowner's property without permission. There are already noise, nuisance, and trespassing laws on the books, and they apply to balloons right along with everything and everyone else. The 42nd Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta launches October 5th to the 13th, 2013. Now, see there? You just always thought these AeroCasts were a lot of hot air. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.